Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Shin Ayin. We left off in the middle of Siv Ches. We are on page 474, the top line of the Ramah. Let's just review what we were discussing in Siv Ches. The Mechaber told us that one who is a guest in a chatzer, even if he's in the house by himself, he could be renting the house, he could be borrowing the house, but if it's not bederech kvius, meaning it's less than 30 days, or 30 days or less, so he will not asr on the bnei chotzer if he does not contribute to the eruv. The Ramah then said, v'afilu im ha'orchim rabim u'balabayis echad, even if there's only one balabayis there, and there's many guests, they'll still be considered orchim, and they will not create an iser. Now the Ramah says, v'dafka b'di'ika balabayis echad, for there has to be at least one balabayis that's kavua, that's set. The oz ha'orichim b'teilim l'gabei, then we can say that all the guests are considered batel to that balabayis. Aval orichim b'yachad, but if it's just orichim together, meaning in the chatzer there's no balabayis, it's only made up of orichim, osrim ze'al ze'em yad, then they aser one on the other immediately. V'ayin l'kamon sof simen shin sadi aleph. So if you look in the Mishabur, he writes, aval orichim b'yachad, Ratzalomar, Shalo Hayu Sham Rak Orichim Bechatzer. All we had was Orichim and the Chatzer. They all rented for the week of Pesach. Umairi Bishiyesh Lakal Echor Cheder Miuchad Lachil. And each place has their own Mokom to be eating. Kemosha Kasa Besiv Gimel. So you have this in certain areas where people are renting for Yontif. So they're there for a short kufa, and the whole complex is made up of people that are renting and are there temporarily. So then in that case, there's no Baal Bayis Kavu. If they're all Orchim, then they're going to aser on each other. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Katan Untes, Tekevan Deleke Kan Kavua, Sheyu Nitpalin Legabe, since there's no one that's set there that the others can be considered Tafel to Havu Kishar Balibatim, they're all considered like regular Balibatim that Aser. Umari Bishaoso Chatzer Hayachatzer Yachidi, we're talking about a case where we're only focusing on one individual Chatzer. Aval Kishinis Urku Ba'ir, but if they are guests in a city, V'yesham od chatzeru shal Yisrael, and there are other courtyards made up of Yisraelim, V'hi'ir Asuya B'tikum Mavuos Kadin, and the city is fixed up properly with a tikkun of all the mavuos. So betili hani urchim lagabe shar balibatim kavuin shabeir. So then the guests in this chatzer can be considered batal to the balibatim that are kavua in another chatzer of the city. The ir shasuya betika mavuos kadin, because a city that's fixed up with a proper tikkun mavuos, hi chashuva kula kachatzer achas vekanal, is all considered like one chatzer. So therefore, what the Mishabura is saying is that this din, that if there's no balabayis kavua there, it's just all orichim that are in this chatzer, so then they aser on each other. If that's the only area that was fixed up, this one chatzer, it's an individual chatzer. But if it's a city that's fixed up with a proper tikkun, so then we view all the different chatzeros as one big chatzer. So even if in this chatzer there's no balabayis kavua, but there's a balabayis kavua in another chatzer, since we view the whole city as one chatzer, these orichim will be considered batel, and they will not ruin the tikkun of the mavuis of the city. Sivkotan Samach, Zelze, we said they aser on each other. Vimhubim kom akum, and if it's a place of Goyim, Tzrichin liskor gam reshus, so they're also going to have to do Schirash reshus on the area of the Goy. And if you look in the Shaar Tzion, Oslam and Vov, he writes, Velo aminim bazed yunit palum laakum. If there's just guests in this chatzer, and there's a goy there, we don't say that the guests are considered tafel to the goy, hadar ba'usa chatzer that lives in that chatzer, v'yichashu k'orichim, and the yidden that are renting or borrowing over there are going to be considered like the goy's guests, k'mo d'arminan d'netpalun l'balabayis Yisrael kavua. So the Mishabur is telling us that although when there's one Yisrael that's kavua, all the orichim are considered batal to him and they don't have to contribute to the eruv. If the one person who is kavua is a goy, we don't say the orichim Yisraelim are batal to that goy. Ach, however, continues the Shaar Tzion, im heimis achsenim bepundok shalakum, if they're staying over in an inn that belongs to a goy, af shiyesh l'kol echad cheder b'fnei atzmo, even though each person has their own individual room, kosav ayad Ephraim debazeh bevadai nitpalim l'hakum, in that case, where there's an inn that's owned by a goy, then the Jewish guests that are there are considered tafel to the goy, ve'ein tzrichin liskor mimenu reshus, and they would then have to do a schirash reshus on the owner of the inn. They also will not ask on each other. However, the Prima Gadim Kosta de Gam Puduk Shal Akum Ustrim Zelze, he argues in the Prima Gadim and his Wamachmir, he says, even if it's a Punduk of a Goy, the Yidden that are there as Urichim will Asr on each other, the Gam Tzrichim Lisko have Rashus, and they also have to do Srivish Rashus on the area of the Goy, who's the Balabayas. Vetamo, and their reasoning is, the Inyan Akum Lo Amrina de Urichim Betalon Lagabe. When it comes to a Goy, we don't say that the Urichim are bottled to that Goy, Vichin Mucha Bechuvas Ramah, Simon Kuvkov Ayin Shom. And the last Mishabur in the Simon, Sevkotan Samach Aleph, says, on that which the Ramos said, their Ostrim Zel Zemiyad, Hainu Afilu Im Shavsu Rak Shabbos Echos, even if they only went there for one Shabbos, then already they're going to ask for each other again, because if it's all Urchim, then we view them as Balabatim. There's one Bir Aloch I'd like to read that just clarifies what we said in the Mishabur and Sevkotan Untes, and that is the Bamaskal Kavua. He says, I am B'Tshumas Hadeshin. Look at the Trumas Hadeshim, and this Ramah is quoting the Psak from the Trumas Hadeshim, who Muchach Shom, it's clear over there, Da'afilu ha'orichim mis'arichim babotim she'enam shayochim lahay balabayas kavua she'yesham. Even if the orichim are staying in houses that are not shayach to the one balabayas who's kavua there, el adam acher she'enu darsham, rather they're renting or borrowing from other balabatim who are not there, bein nochri or Yisrael, whether they're renting from goyim or from Yisraelim, afilu hachi, even so, amrinan de ha'orichim nitpolim lagabi balabayas shador b'chotzer b'kfiyas ve'enu osar lov. We still view the orichim that are there to be tafel to the balabayas who's there. They're not borrowing, they're not renting from that balabayas, but since they're all in the chatzar together, they're still considered batel to that balabayas who's there. V'chein kosav agraz. V'dayu should know, the kemod amrina de kashudar bebayas echad shebechatzar. The same way that we're saying that if he lives in one house of a chatzar, he's nitfal liyeser habotim. He's considered tafel to the other houses that are there. Ve'ino osra aleim l'til tulei b'chatzer. And he doesn't ask on them if he doesn't contribute to the eruv to carry in the chatzer. So kemokein im shavas ha'oreach be'ez chatzer. The same thing would be true if the guest is staying over in a certain chatzer. Afshe ba'usa chatzer ein dar shum balabayas. Even though that chatzer is only orchim, there's no balabayas there. V'ha'ir asuya ketikum mavuas kadin. But the city is fixed up with a proper tikum mavuas like the Mishabura brought down. So hu nitba l'chatzeros acheros. Then the guest in this chatzer is considered tofel to the people that are kavu and the other chatzeros, sheyesham balabatim kavuin, ve'eno osir l'taltel b'rechovas ha'ir, and these guests in this chatzer will not ruin it and ask their people to carry in the rechovas ha'ir if they don't contribute to the mavui or to the eruv chatzeros. De ha'ir shasuya b'tikun kadin, because the city that fixed up properly chashiva kulak chatzer echos, it's all considered one chatzer. That is the Bir Alochas expounding on that which the Mishabura brought down already in Sifkatan and Tess, and that concludes Simon Shin Ayin. Now let's begin Simon Shin Ayin Aleph. Kishe'echad mibnei chotzer nifrad misham omeis. If one of the people of the chotzer decides to leave from the chotzer or he dies. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, Echad mibnei chotzer, if one of the members of a chotzer, shehiniach beiso, he left his house, v'holach v'shavas b'chotzer acheres, and he went to spend Shabbos in a different chotzer. Afilu hoisa smucha l'chatzeru, even if it was a neighboring chotzer, it was nearby, imisiach milibo, v'ein daito lachzer l'beiso b'shabbos, if he put his house out of his mind, and he does not plan on returning to his house in this chotzer on Shabbos, hareze eino osar aleihem, so he's leaving his house empty for Shabbos, and he did not contribute to the Erev, he will not aser on this chotzer. B'medvar mamurim b'Yisrael. When is this true? If the person who leaves is a Yisrael who didn't contribute to the Erev, but he packed out for Shabbos. Aval eino Yehudi. But if it's a guy who lives in the chotzer who left for the weekend, afilu holach lishbos bi'ir acheres, even if he went to spend the weekend in another city, oser aleihem ad sheyiskiru b'menu makomo, they still have to do schiras rishus and rent out his rishus, even though he's not going to be there. Im hu karov mahalach yom echad, if he's going to be close within a day's travel, Shari Efshir Shiova B'Shabbos, because if he's within a day's travel, it's possible he's going to come back on Shabbos. Avalim Rochok Yoser, but if he's more than a day's worth of traveling, Eino Oser, then even the guy who leaves for Shabbos will not aser everyone else if they did not rent out his Rishus. V'yesh Omrim Shegam Eino Yehudim Holach Lishbos B'Chatzer Acheres Eino Oser. There are those who are more lenient, and they say even by a guy, if he went to spend Shabbos in another Chatzer, he will not aser even if it is nearby. V'chein Nira Iker, and Zokter Ramah, so too appears to be the Ikra Halacha. Fine. Let's see the Mishabura Sivkatan Aleph. Echad mibnei chotzer. So he said about one person in the chotzer decides to leave for Shabbos. The reason why he won't aser, the dira below ba'olim lo shma dira. A dira without a ba'olim is not called a dira. So if he packs out, it's like not a dira. The eno saras b'chatzer, memela, if he doesn't contribute to the erev, he will not aser the chatzer. Av shelo nosna chelok be'erev, even though he did not contribute to the erev. So if katan beis, she'niya beis of a halach, he left his house for Shabbos, Mayri Shaholach im Kol B'nei Beiso Misham. It has to be that he left with his entire family. No one is staying left over in his house. Umi Bod Yom. And he also left before Shabbos. V'yesh Mekilin Afilu K'Shaholach B'Shabbos. There are those who are Mekil even if he packed out on Shabbos. And note number 4 brings out from the Chazon Ish that if he left on Shabbos, Ein HaNisharim Yecholim L'Talta Machmes Eruvam. That those who remain over in the Chatzar cannot carry based on their Eruv, Kevan Shalol Chal Eruvam. So the Chazon Ish argues on this Mishabura. The Mishabura brings a shita that's mekel, even if the person who did not contribute to the Erev packs out him and his family in the middle of Shabbos, that's going to be okay. But the Chazon Ish says that would not be okay. But back to the Mishabura, the last line of 474. V'yesh mekil afilu k'shalach b'Shabbos im lo chazar b'Yom, as long as he does not return that day. So there are those who are lenient that he now is maturing the chatzar to carry, even though he did not contribute to the Eruv, and when he was there it was aser, but now that he packed out, it will be mutter. Again, the Chazon Ish asers and says that the Eruv is not chal from the beginning because he was living there, it can't kick in the middle of Shabbos. Says the Mishabura Vaitir Sef Katan Gimel. So, Oser Aleihem, we said if this person is me siach das and he doesn't plan on returning on Shabbos, he will not aser on them. But that's all by Yisrael. But the Mechaber told us in the second line of Reish Lamed Ches, but if it's a goy, even if he went to spend the weekend in an ira acheres, he will still aser on them if he's within a days of traveling. Says the Mishabura, Oser Aleihem afilu eruv b'neihem, even if they made an eruv, but they didn't do schiras rishus, he's going to aser on them. Sivkot and Dalid. So we said, aval im rochok yoser eino oser. But if he's more than a day's traveling, then the guy won't aser. V'afal gav de berochok nami ikilomechash. Even though if he goes more than a day away, there's still a concern, shalach b'chol at somach l'kan, that during the week he's going to get closer back to his city. V'yavo b'shabbos, and then on Shabbos he's going to appear in the chatzar, mikomacham lochashin lochachi. Once he traveled more than a day away, we're not concerned that he's going to come back part way before Shabbos and then return totally on Shabbos. If we know from the time that we looked into it that he's more than a day's travels away on Erev Shabbos, we don't have to worry that he's going to show up on Shabbos. Sivkotan hey, this is the Yesh Omra of the Ramo that says even a guy, if he went to a chotra acheres, will not aser. Ayin b'tash shekosa. Look at the Taz who writes the im ha'akum rogil lachzer lebeisa ba'usa yom. If this akum went to a chotra that's nearby and it's rogil for him to come back while it's still day, aser l'kliyama, then for sure it's going to be aser according to everyone. V'kain mari the holoch ledas lishbol shom kal yom. We're talking about over here where the guy went to a nearby chotra, but his plan was to stay away for the whole Shabbos. Then we say according to the Yesh Omrim that will be okay, and the guy will not aser in this chotzer. Sivkatan vov b'chotzer acheres. He went to a chotzer acheres. I am b'ber alocha shebi'arnu. Look in the ber alocha where we explained b'shem kama poskim de'ein lohokil ki'in bi'ir acheres v'lo b'chotzer acheres. Berlocha brings down b'shem kama poskim that one should not be lenient with the guy who left unless he actually went ahead and traveled to a different city and not that he went just to a different chatzar. Sivkotan Zayin, the last point of the Mechaber was in the Yesh Omrim again that even a guy, if he went to spend Shabbos in a chatzar acheres, eino oser. Kamo bi Yisrael shalach lishbos b'makom acher, just like Yisrael who went to travel to another place, v'siyot aito midiraso, and he took his mind off of his dwelling over here, we view him as if he's not there for Shabbos. So this sheet holds the same way that the Yisrael packed out before Shabbos had in mind not to come back. So he will not aser on that chotzer if he did not contribute to the Erev because he left his house empty. So it's not considered that he lives there. So too, this sheet holds by a guy also if they didn't do schiras rishus, they didn't rent out his rishus, and therefore that would aser the Erev. But l'maisa, if the guy planned on leaving before Shabbos and not coming back on Shabbos, so that also would not be a problem with schiras rishus. It's not considered that the guy really has a makom dir over there, and that is the second opinion, although the Bialocha told us as the Mishabura about that and Sivkatan Vav that one should not rely on this leniency of the Chatzar Acheres, really should only rely on the case of the Ir Acheres. And note number 9, he points out V'chein Sida the Chazon Ish Lalocha. The Chazon Ish also leans to the side of saying that the guy is only going to be okay if he actually went to a different city, not if he went to a different Chatzar. We'll stop here and continue Mitzvah Shem next time with Siv Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.